From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. A major diplomatic storm is brewing between India and the United States following the arrest of an Indian diplomat in New York. The Indian government has ordered the removal of security barriers in front of the U.S. Embassy in Delhi in protest against the treatment of its diplomat. Nick Harper reports from New York.
India's Deputy Consul General in New York, Devyani Goprigadi, has been accused of exploiting a servant she brought over from India to work for her in New York. The servant claimed she was promised nearly $10 an hour, but Ms. Goprigadi instead paid her just $3.31, much less than permitted under her US visa status. The Indian media is reporting the diplomat was handcuffed while dropping her daughter off at school and strip-searched by police. The Indian government say they're shocked and appalled at her treatment and say she's been humiliated by the US government. In Delhi, protests have sprung up. Police have removed security barriers from in front of the US embassy there in retaliation, and a visiting US delegation has been snubbed. Ms. Goprigadi has denied the charges of visa fraud and making false statements.
The U.S. Senate has approved a new budget deal in a procedural vote. In a rare show of bipartisan cooperation, 12 Republicans joined Democrats in voting for the bill, all but ensuring it will pass in the final measures. The bill sets the budget for the next 2 years, with just over $2 trillion allotted for government spending in 2014 and 2015 combined. It also rolls back $63 billion in cuts related to domestic and military spending that were automatically in place due to the sequester, substituting other fiscal savings in their stead. The new budget is also designed to reduce the deficit by $23 billion. The government budget has caused much back and forth over the last few years, but this agreement will prevent another government shutdown in January 2014. And Russia has agreed to cut the price of the gas it supplies to the Ukraine by almost one-third. Following negotiations between Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Ukrainian counterpart Viktor Yanukovych in Sochi, Moscow also agreed to buy $15 billion worth of Ukrainian government bonds. Anya Ardayeva reports from Moscow.
Following negotiations in Sochi, Russia has agreed to slash the price of its gas supplied to Ukraine from more than $400 to $268 per 1,000 cubic meters of gas. The new agreement amends a 2009 deal signed by former Ukrainian Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, for which she was imprisoned. Speaking after the talks, Russian President Vladimir Putin said, quote, "Russia and Ukraine are united both by many centuries of our friendship and by having lived a long time together in the same country."
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN. President Obama met with the leaders of 15 different tech giants, including Apple, Google, and Facebook, on Tuesday to discuss National Security Agency spying practices and how they affect the online world. Many of the companies have expressed concerns about the NSA co-opting their data. The meeting came the day after a U.S. federal judge ruled that some of the NSA's phone call data mining programs are unconstitutional. Priscilla Huff has an update.
In a 68-page opinion, U.S. District Judge Richard J. Leon wrote that the systematic and high-tech collection and retention of personal data on virtually every single American, surely this NSA program infringes on that degree of privacy that the founders enshrined in the Fourth Amendment. The Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution guarantees the right of citizens to not be subject to unreasonable search and seizure. And while the ruling finds the NSA activities unconstitutional, from a legal perspective, almost nothing will happen in the near future because the case now goes to an appeals court.
And a British doctor who traveled to Syria to help treat the war wounded has died after being detained in the country for a year. The family of 32-year-old Dr. Abbas Khan, an orthopedic surgeon, say the Syrian National Security Agency had promised his release this week, but later announced that he died. From London, Catherine Drew reports.
Dr. Abbas Khan, a father of two from South London, was arrested by government forces within 48 hours of arriving in Aleppo last year to work as an emergency surgeon. Earlier this year, his mother found him in a prison in Damascus, weighing just 32 kilograms and barely able to walk. She was told she could visit him on Monday. However, when she got to the National Security Agency's headquarters, she was informed her son had died. When his mother did see him, Dr. Khan claimed he had been tortured while being detained without charge and held for much of the time on his own.
And that's the latest Feature Story news. Rebecca Foster reporting.